we heard this week from Mr. Lindner's fifth grade science classroom at the Robert J. Elkington Middle School in Grand Rapids. And today we're hearing from Noah and Jasmine.
Hello, my name is Noah.
And Jasmine, from Mr. Lindner's fifth grade science classroom at Robert J. Elkington Middle School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
We have seen huge changes in our branches. The honeysuckle is flowering and the red maple, tamarack, and juneberry are breaking bud. The birch and hawthorn has not made much since we have started this process 3 weeks ago.
Mr. Madsen's room has had four quail hatch in their incubator. The eggs have been in there for 2 weeks. Many students have noticed tracks in their yard. For example, bunnies, squirrels, birds, and other animals they are not sure of. Many students have noticed the days are getting longer, and we have discussed in a class about how this affects the plants and migration of animals.
A couple of students said that they saw some black bears in the woods searching for food. Another student said that they saw bear tracks in the woods.
A couple of students mentioned they saw golden finches in their bird feeder and a pileated woodpecker on a tree. Alex said she saw a deer running with one leg barely hanging on. It was really gross.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that sort of thing too, and it always astonishes me because you always want to anthropomorphize and think about how, you know, you would treat yourself if something like that happened, and you certainly wouldn't let the wound or the appendage hang on. But deer don't have a choice, and they learn to survive. There are some three-legged deer out there, but probably in the long run, that deer will be food for someone else, which is what happens to a lot of deer. I guess all deer, because none of them get buried and put away. So most deer end up as food for someone else, whether they want to or not.